For all this year, I give thanks to those who pray for church and those who have been faithful where they're supposed to stand. Thank you. And the members and the mommy members around the world in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through GCN, you did a great job for this year, and thank you for being with us. Last year and this year, we experienced something unimaginable things. But we have overcome them, considering as a process of human cultivation with things. Recently, we could feel that something changed in this church. Father God, who has been with us with His grace, and our Lord and our Shepherd is with us. So, we always can enjoy grace. So, 2020 will change for sure. We will be more active and we will receive, you know, more fullness, right? So, what kind of message should I deliver for this last Friday All Night Service of 2019? Then, I was reminded of the scripture of the Bible tonight. Take away the dross from the silver, and there comes out a vessel for the smith. Father God wants to use us. Then, we gotta be proper in the sight of God. And in order to do so, we need answer, right? You know, most of you have, you know, cleared out some, you know, some things in your mind, right? But if you have not found an answer, clear answer in your heart, then I thought it's going to be a little obstacle to welcome the new year. So, then I have to deliver this kind of message to help you welcome the new year with new resolution. That's why I decided to deliver this message. So, I hope you can say amen when you hear this message and get rid of all the dross so that you can become more lovely vessels for the smith in 2020 in the sight of God the Father. The smith in the scripture refers to people who work with gold and silver. You know, they refine silver with fire to remove impurities from the silver. So, the smith, you know, make, you know, silver vessels out of that, you know, silver. Spiritual meaning in this scripture is to remove dross from the heart. Then, we can be used as spiritual warriors by God. To rid of, you know, dross from the heart is to be sanctified. So, you can take this message as, you know, clean up some dross from your heart, if there is any. So that, you know, we can make Father God say, you are usable, or you are lovely vessel. I hope you can all become like this. So this message consists of two parts. First one is about getting rid of the dross. And second part is usable in a vessel, proper vessel. So first, let's check if we still have things, you know, like dross in our heart because of the things from the last year and this year. If you still have the dross in your heart, we gotta check that first. Mostly, it's about the trust in Senior Pastor. And why did people who were with us change? And are such things the providence of God? We all know what kind of life our senior pastor has lived. What kind of grace have you received from senior pastor? I believe you have believed in the senior pastor and trusted him. After senior pastor was, you know, healed of those, you know, 7-year-long diseases by the grace of God, all at once. Since then, you know, he has lived a life of, you know, loving Father God and the Lord foremost of all. After he started the church, he concentrated only on the words and prayer in order to lead all of us to New Jerusalem. He didn't take rest. Now, when the church got revived to some extent, did he ever say that he wanted to take a rest? No way. He prayed for even greater power of God. He helped more souls, and he concentrated on ministry all the more. Through him, we received the power of God and grace and the words of life. And all these things that we have received are true. Everything is true. And this grace that we received in our life is never in a little, because we have received constant grace from him. It's never little. Since we met this truth, we could live a happy Christian life that is full of, you know, Holy Spirit. But there are people who have negative idea about senior pastor, and they have a different viewpoint. In other words, they consider the grace they received very light. You know, when something is not in accordance with their own thought, you know, they regard it too much, and they make mistakes from then. You know, we gotta be very careful about, you know, judging. We shouldn't judge easily. Judgment is the work of our Father God. It belongs to Father God. Why? Father God gives us grace. He met us. He helped us wake up. Did he give us that grace to judge? No. To have faith, he gave us grace. To have faith. So, the spiritual realm, the things that Father God do, as we see them, we can grow our faith. So, we have grown our faith, and in any given situation, we gotta keep the faith. That's our duty. When things are not in accordance with our thought, we should not judge or we should not condemn. That's not what we should do. We cannot say something is wrong with our idea. You know, to judge and to based on our own idea is not the truth. Our priority is to keep the grace the Father God has given to us. The grace we have received is so great. So, it is so foolish to regard something that is not in accordance with our thought, you know, too wrong, or angry about them, or cannot endure it. Then it is so foolish. Actually, it's what Judas Iscariot did. You know, Maria the Bethany, you know, poured the perfume on Jesus. And Jesus didn't take the side of Judas, you know, who, you know, thought about, you know, who pretended to think about poor people with greed for money. Rather, you know, he praised Maria, Mary. And Judas Iscariot had an ill feelings and complained against Jesus. And these feelings piled up, and he received the thought that Satan gave. And he, you know, came to have a plan to betray Jesus. And eventually, he committed, terrible sin to sell Jesus. So, we have received hundreds of grace. When something is not in against, something is not in accordance with our thought, just one thing, then that's the time we got to be careful with. Satan works. And when Satan works, Satan makes you think that all the 99 graces that you have received are wrong. We should never be tempted like this. All this will become in a dross and make our heart vessel not usable. So we got to get rid of this vessel completely. But I feel sorry because there are people who don't hold on to this grace that they have received. But they wander around and then they left. Some stumbled and fell down when the trials began. Some people, endured quite long, and then they got this and that reason, and they eventually left. I feel sorry for them. Well, Father God has shown His power through our shepherd. He's told us about the spiritual realm. Most of all, He let our senior pastor teach us how to get to New Jerusalem. And our senior pastor even filled up justice for us so that we can get strength to get there. But if they, forsook this grace and made a judgment, and it's their responsibility. Now, do you think it could have been better if it had not have happened? If there had been no trials, they could receive salvation. So, what is good, huh? You may think like that. Well, then imagine the millennium kingdom. There will be no evil spirits. So even if people have evil in their heart, the evil in their heart will not be provoked. So they will look all good. Now, so can they receive salvation without being cultivated? Once the millennium is over, what if God releases the evil spirits confined in the abyss, just as He said? And countless fleshly people will be tempted by these evil spirits, and they will go to the end of destruction. That's what Senior Pastor explained. So, if we just live our Christian life, but when the Lord comes back, if we are not lifted, or if we fall into 7-year tribulation, or if we barely receive, salvation, then so miserable, right? You will feel so sorry about you. Most of you will say, wow, we needed this time, looking back at this moment. Therefore, we feel grateful. Even though we feel a little bit hurt in our heart because of some people, but we can take this moment to discern things well and look back on ourselves. There's one more thing. So many people stumbled and fell down and they left the church. So you may think you can understand what's going on. But God once said, even if He loses all Israelites, He's not going to replace Moses with those Israelites. Do you remember? When the Israelites fought against the Midianites, Father God didn't count the number of people who were waging the war. He only wanted people who can obey the will of God and do the work of God. By the same token, what Father God truly wants from us is to trust in the shepherd from the depths of our heart. Well, you may not know, you know, what it was really about, but it has been revealed through these trials. From the depths of our heart, we can, you know, unite with our senior pastor. This is what Father God truly wants to see from us, to accomplish His work. So, our Father God never sees loss. He is almighty to turn everything into prosperity. Our Lord said in Luke 3:8, till 4, bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our father. For I say to you, that from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham. Don't ever say, you know, I got faith. I am a descendant to Abraham, who is the forefather of faith. Don't say like that. Father God does not take just anyone as His child. That's what He said. 1 Samuel 15 verse 3 says, now go and strike Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has and do not spare him, but put to death both man and woman, child and infant, oxen, sheep, camel and donkey. When sin is rampant, destroy all Amalekites. Wipe them out. This is what God said. When the city of Nineveh was warned about to be destroyed, but repent, then you would live. Father God said so. And it was not a joke. It was not just, you know, fake warning. Father God does just as what He says. But people in the city of Nineveh repented and they survived. About 100 years later, though, they were given the same warning message, but they didn't repent. What happened? They were destroyed. The same thing can happen to us. Many people changed their mind. They left this church. And some of you were close to them. But this cannot be your standard. Okay? Truth is not a decision by majority. The only standard of the truth is the Word of God. That's the standard of the truth. Therefore, we must take the Word of God as our only standard. Senior pastor taught us, so we gotta engrave his teaching in our heart, and it is right to follow him without changing. If there are people who left the church, you know, mocking this church, insulting this church, even if their number is great, they are wrong. So, if you can discern something by the truth, it's not difficult. Mammon is given by Father God Himself. And this church was set up by senior pastor with tears. So we cannot say, my life is difficult because of Mammon. And Father God is manifesting His works through Mammon. His church has the senior pastor as its center. Why? Because through him we will learn the truth. And through him we can believe all these things. Therefore, we gotta have our senior pastor as our center. So, accomplish what senior pastor said is we gotta have this kind of faith in our Christian life. Now, senior pastor is not with us temporarily, but giving up on the name of Mammon, there are some people who said so, but it is not right. If you truly love the church and if there is something to improve, then we gotta improve it in the order of church, pursuing the peace with everyone. We can discern it. We can see what is right and what is wrong. When parents are not home, if we eat everything and burn in a fry pan and then have the house on fire, well, when I was a kid, you know, there were children who set their house on fire when parents were not home. Instead, we gotta clean and organize our rooms, and we gotta be raised, and we gotta be praised by our parents, right? Someone was hurt in his heart due to some church things. He had to watch people who have been with him leave the church, and his family left the church. So his life was at difficulties. He got no motivation in church, and his face was gloomy. So many people worried about him. However, he thought about the grace and love that he received from senior pastor, and he thought about many things. Then he came to a conclusion that everything that happened in Manmin is true. And what's happening in this church is true. That's what he realized. And he got faith that it is not right to judge those things. So in his heart, he organized all things, and he depended on everything onto the hands of God. And at that moment, the worries and sorrow were gone, and his face lit up again, and he got strength to do his duty. He testified like that. So, brothers and sisters, if you have misunderstanding about senior pastor, if you ask yourself why those people left the church, if you have some worries in your heart because of this kind of draws in your heart, then organize your heart like this, just like the member that I introduced, and welcome the new year with great hope. What we gotta know and understand is that it is the crafty scheme of the enemy, devil, and Satan to give us draws in our heart. It's their duty, okay? Their duty is to interfere our lives so that we can leave Father God and leave from salvation, and interfere with us from stopping us from going to the way to heaven. And their duty is to downsize all the words of truth and grace and love that we received from Father God and from the Lord and from our senior pastor. Rainbows, dragonflies, all the works of Father God, they regard it as just natural phenomena. We have seen them with our own eyes. We received grace. People with spiritual eyes open could see them. But Satan tries to give you wrong idea about them. Satan makes us to regard the works of Father God nothing. That's their scheme. So we should never forget this existence of Satan or its work that works through our untruth in our heart that is left even a little. Father God gave them the authority. So until the cultivation is over, it continues to work. We got to understand that. So in this kind of spiritual battles, it is very important to choose what with our own free will. Those who can win will receive a lot of grace and fullness and have greater relationship with our Father God. But who lose the battle will lose the fullness, their faith will cool down, and their relationship with Father God will become in vain. Satan is a real trickster. In Genesis lectures, senior pastor said, Satan was using the same trick that he used to tempt Eve through the serpent. Let me tell you about this message briefly, okay? Genesis lecture. Genesis 3:1 says, Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he had said to the woman, Indeed, has God said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden? Satan uses those words like, you know, indeed, any, okay, to tempt Eve. Let's say you know something, 100% for sure. Now, someone asks you, is it really true? Not just once. He keeps on asking you, is it really true? Really? Are you sure? Are you confident? If he asks you confidently, repeatedly, then your confidence will become faint. Then you may ask yourself, well, was it really true? Was it my... Did I truly know it is true? Your confidence will become weak like this. So you will step back and you will say, I will check it again. Chances are that you may say that. Satan asked that kind of question to Eve. And Eve was eventually tempted. And she said, You may die if you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Satan didn't lose this chance. And Satan finally revealed himself. And the serpent says, You will never die. It denies the word of God. So we gotta know the scheme of Satan. So we should never be deceived. If you are tempted by Satan by mistake, once you realize that I'm on the wrong path, my discernment was wrong. Once you realize it, you gotta turn back right away. You gotta turn back right away. When you cannot, you know, discern the truth, then you may be tempted once or twice by Satan. However, Satan will surely reveal itself when the time comes. Just like the serpent completely denied the word of God, it will truly show you the clear look of untruth. Those who are awakened by the Spirit, even a little, can realize the scheme of Satan. If you are in case, then you gotta completely cut off the work of Satan and defeat it. You should never hesitate. Satan will drag you into even deeper deep if you hesitate with plausible words. Genesis 3:5 says, For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. This is what the serpent said. What you should know is that if something that is against the truth comes out through your behaviors or words, then you gotta understand that you are surely receiving the work of Satan. Don't feel bad when I say you received the work of Satan. Okay? Satan cannot, you know, show itself before your eyes and tell you about negative words. You can recognize it if you speak negative words through your lips. You used to say the words of, you know, God's grace. But if you say something that is against the truth, or if you speak negative words through your lips, then you gotta realize that you are receiving the work of Satan. You gotta discern yourself like this. And you should listen to others and discern it by the truth. If it is really true in the sight of God, you gotta ask yourself. In Manmin Church, you have heard the words of truth, right? So you can discern. Unless you regard everything as nothing, then you can discern whether it is truth or not. whether it is from out of love, or whether it is out of love or out of, you know, hatred. Those men of untruth pays attention to evil things. So, you know, they pay attention to, you know, bad rumors, and they try to convey those rumors, spread those rumors. They are the men of untruth. So we can find such people. They are people who are speaking, you know, negative words about the shepherd and about Manmin. There are people who completely deny the power of God that they have received themselves. They used to say it was all okay. They received grace. But it is not now. Some people say, I came to my sense now. Wow. Now, there are people who, you know, cheer them up. However, by the truth, you know, we feel sorry for them. Father God's grace, His works, His guidance, it is so great and important. But there are people who prefer their own judgment and discernment. They got confused. Truth and untruth, good and evil, they're completely different. However, they justify themselves and hurt hearts of Father God. Now, to whom we should pay attention? Should we hear those words who slander the church, or those who follow the will of God? Even if so many people are something, but that is not right, then we don't need to listen. They don't realize it is the work of Satan. They don't know where they are going. And they are just, you know, they just follow their own thought. I read a writing of a pastor who left his church in 1998. How much did he know about the providence of God? How much did he know about senior pastor? For those long years, he wrote those, you know, all those rumors. So many people receive the grace of God through this church. So many people around the world came to know about the will of God. And Father God has been glorified through His works around the world. But they called this church bad names. Father God's works have been manifested through this church. That's what we've done. But they, you know, call this church in the bad names. How grave their sin is. They don't know. They became, you know, slaves to the enemy, devil, and Satan. But they just criticize this church. Poor people. Once you give your heart to Satan, it is so dangerous like this. We should be never deceived by the enemy, devil, and Satan. So if you have any dross in your heart, then get rid of it completely tonight. So what is the vessel for the smith then? Proverbs 25:4 says, take away the dross from the silver, and there comes out a vessel for the smith. But why does it say silver, not the gold? There are more impurities in silver than gold. So it is more, you know, complex to remove them. And silver is not, you know, expensive than gold. So that's why we compare our faith to pure gold, right? However, silver was used in this scripture. It is to tell us about the our heart. Well, actually, there are so many people who had great heart in the Bible. Since they had the heart like pure gold, they were chosen by God to do works for Father God in His providence. Abraham, Moses, Apostle Paul were such. However, not many people have this kind of good heart. In majority, the kingdom of God cannot be accomplished only by these people with good heart. Even though, there are people who have, who have not, as good as gold heart. There are people who have, indeed a little good heart to expand the kingdom of God. We are such people. We are becoming a usable vessel. So, Father God is making us a good vessel to contain the will of God. In order to contain the will of God in our heart vessel, first of all, we have to completely trust in Father God. And the vessel for Father God is the one who has close relationship with God. Even though it is a silver, if we have good relationship with Father God, then we can be used as good vessel. Those fathers of faith show their faith in any given situation. And they gave confession that could please our Father God. Daniel's three friends didn't bow down to golden idols. And for that reason, they were thrown into a burning furnace. However, they didn't give up on their faith on God. Daniel 3, verses 17 and 18 says, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and He will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if it does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." They made this kind of confession of faith before the king, bravely. How could they do so? They didn't give this confession knowing nothing. They didn't give this confession by force. They lived the lives of communicating with God, Father God, all the time. They believed that Father God was with them all the time. And they believed that Father God was guiding them all the time. So in any given situation, they could completely believe in Father God who is so close to them. So, Father God was pleased with their confession. And He protected these guys even in the burning and blazing furnace. We know that. I once asked my members in Daejeon Manmin Church what's their favorite in the Bible verse. And let me tell you. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And Mark 9:23, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. So, I felt grateful for the confession of our members. Because they believe that, when they depend on Father God and believe in Him, then they can surely do things. So, they are in overcoming trials well by such faith. So, I was so thankful. There are more confessions of faith done by the forefathers of faith. 1 Samuel 17:45 says, David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." The confession of David against Goliath. And Numbers 14:9 says, "Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey." You know, that's the confession of Joshua and Caleb. Their confession was so beautiful. They were not forced to make this kind of confession. Their confessions were the evidence of their firm relation with Father God. The heart of trusting in Father God completely cannot change in any given situation. So, Father God is looking for people of faith who have good relationship with Father God. So, brothers and sisters, I hope you can think of the Father now, at this time, more than any time before, and feel that He is with us. So that, you know, remember what Father God has done through Mammin, and have greater relationship with Father God all the more firmly. We can have faith that the fathers of forefathers of faith had. We have overcome all those trials. Our faith has grown up, and it will be, and we can have even greater relationship with Father God. So we can be guaranteed by Father God. That's the blessing that Father God wants to give us now. So, if you have dross in your heart, get rid of it from your heart. Then have a resolution that, that's right, I gotta believe in Father God of Mammin and go on. The faith that we have kept is true. And it is good to hold on to it till the end. Who can be used by Father God? Good-looking men? Wealthy men? Men with good education? Of course, you know, they are, you know, quite good, you know, conditions. But that's not the standard to discern whether it is a good vessel or not. Those who completely depend on Father God, those who have unchanging faith like you, those who kept their faith till the end, they are the vessels that can be used by Father God. And the vessel for God is also the one who looks at the future. People without faith try to see the future through present time. So, if the present time is full of difficulties, their future is full of difficulties too. However, men of faith will see the future and leave the current time, so they can overcome the current difficulties. Scott and Shackleton, in the same ages, were the adventurers and explorers of the Antarctic area. They, both of them, you know, were lost in their explorer. The only difference was their hope. Scott and his team was found with a diary. In a diary, he said, "We will die like a gentleman." "Well, I'm sorry, but I cannot continue this diary." All dream was gone, and his team was found dead. They were just waiting for the escape team. At the temperature of under, you know, 40 in Celsius, under zero. However, there was a team by the lead of Shackleton with 27 other members. They were in the very cold temperature in a very isolated land, but they didn't lose their hope. They had a dream. The rescue team will come tomorrow we can survive. We will see our family together. Your dream came true in a year and 7 months. He wrote, I and my members were in the polar area, but we never gave up on our dream. Worldly people believe that dream or hope has great strength. When they cannot see the future, most people just fall down. However, even though the sky is full of dark clouds, but there are people who believe that there is sunlight over that dark clouds, so they don't get disappointed. That's what the people of faith should do. Think of Joseph. Joseph was a man of dream, looking at the future. He never forgot the dream the Father God gave to him. He was in a situation, he was sold as a slave at a young age. The miserable thing happened to him. He was imprisoned. So, people might have said, your life is over. However, he didn't complain about his life. He was not disappointed. He rather did his best wherever he was. How could he do so? Because he got good mentality? He got strength to overcome those trials? He was born like that? Or he gave up on everything? No. He could overcome them thanks to the dream the Father God gave to him. Joseph was a very usable vessel by God. And eventually, he showed the works of his faith. Faith works like this. And Manmin has great dream, world mission, grand sanctuary, and reveal the glory of Father God. Not everyone can have this kind of dream. And entering New Jerusalem, we will go there. This dream were given by God. Father God gave us these visions to accomplish, and we have constantly prayed and worked to accomplish this dream. Since we got have goal, we were full, and since we found the true value of life, we have marched forward till now. So we should never forget this goal of our Christian life, even when we face some difficulties in our lives. From time to time, we may wander. We may find some fun from the world. However, that must be a temporary thing. That should not change our goal. That's not what Manmin should do. Father God gave us such great dream, such great duty, so we gotta accomplish them. As long as we hold on to the dream will surely come true. That's how faith works. In any difficult situations, our shepherd did GCN Broadcasting Ministry, World Mission Ministry. He has constantly helped people in need. It seemed impossible in reality. However, he believed that Father God will bless him to reap whatever he has sown. He did, obeyed. He believed the blessing of Father God. So, works of Father God has taken place. He showed us the example to have faith, and he helped us to go and follow this track of faith. Therefore, we shouldn't feel difficult looking at the reality. We got to hold on to the dream and march on. That's proper in the sight of God. think about the works of handkerchief. Pastors, members, and missionaries around the world use the handkerchief to manifest the amazing power of God through the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. It didn't happen before. Through the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on, the works of Father God have been manifested. Therefore, we believe that Father God will work, and we believed it and used the handkerchief and go out. And Father God guaranteed us, and He received glory through us. This is the march of faith. This is how we can become usable vessel. All thanks and glory to God. Last year and this year, Senior Pastor was not with us, but we overcome everything by faith, looking at the future. Since we've been full this far, I believe that it will be even greater next year. We have endured so far. It is all done by faith. Getting rid of dross is also by truth and faith. And going on without changing is also faith. Therefore, the faith will work with us. Next year, we all should become the vessel to be used so that we gotta make the faith works. I'd like to ask you, we shouldn't just follow. We have to get rid of dross from our hearts first. We should never be deceived by Satan. We gotta remember that Father God works in His providence until it is all over. Then, we can become the usable vessel that Father God can use whenever and wherever. Let me conclude this message. Coach Park Hang-seo is Vietnam national soccer of the Vietnam national soccer team. He's very famous. Vietnam national soccer team won the grand prize in 60 years in Southeast Asian game. And under the guidance of Coach Park Hang-seo, the Vietnam team is winning and setting up history. And about the 80 minutes of the game, you know, he was kicked out of the stadium. But many people thought that it was Coach Park's, you know, strategy. They were, you know, winning the game by the score of 3-0. But, you know, he was intentionally, you know, kicked out from the stadium in order to help his team players, you know, not to lose their concentration. You know, Coach Park, you know, gave signs to his players and they got united all the more. Our senior pastor is giving a sign constantly. We gotta feel his desperate heart. Just like, you know, Vietnam soccer players won the grand prize, we can, you know, easily, you know, recognize the scheme of the enemy, devil, and Satan, and get rid of dross from our heart. Then we will all become usable vessel in 2020. And we gotta accomplish the providence of Father God, holding on to the dream that Father God has given to us. We gotta show our strength to the spiritual realm. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may become the best usable vessel in the history of 6,000 years of human cultivation.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.